88.3 Southern FM.
On air and online via the free Community Radio Plus app. Download it now from the App Store or Google Play.
Here on The Space Show, last week we began to play a series about the Karman Project. Well, the Karman Project is an effort to set the groundwork for strategic discussions on the future of space cooperation for positive effects. It aims to remind everybody that space is fundamental to the human experience and that achieving true global cooperation can position space as an equalizer for humanity. Here's a little bit of a promotional teaser for the project.
Yeah. Okay, so we talked about putting a phone in space. What does that actually mean?
The moment you're selected as an astronaut, you have a list of things that can go wrong. Everything is against you. It's extremely difficult to go to space.
The heroes you see on the movies, these were my bosses when I was in Houston. And they used to say that they were ordinary people doing extraordinary things.
Not every day you can say that, or you can brag in a sense that I created a national space agency for our country.
For thousands of years, Indigenous Australians made sense of the land by looking to the sky. The dreaming is what they call the time when life was created according to their culture.
So right now, my attention more focused on how to build affordable satellites to help the people living on Earth.
It's a roller coaster ride, honestly, selling things that don't exist.
Wants to food trucks, but in space.
People coming from art, from music, from science, from technology, politics, and bring them all together.
So you speak as someone who first and foremost want to change space.
To start and develop what I said, the one future, the one common future.
Kay Wang is a co-founder and operations director of the Karman Project. And she addresses these questions. What makes space exploration so universal? And how do you explain this to your friends? And she mentions her reaction to first hearing the theremin. Remember the theremin, that electronic instrument? Let's take a listen to Kay Wang.
After I was introduced to the space world, I just realized that maybe also because I'm a non-space person, for me, space is not just like another technology. For me, it represents more on this high level, such as like it has the potential of openness and the potential of impact where you could bring people together when you explore it together. So I think for me, space is like an area where we could, again, to explore the more continents as like centuries ago when we explored the continents in the world and where we just learned so much more about the other cultures, about the other values. And for me now, we still have a lot of continents to explore. And this continents is not the geographical continents, but rather the cultural, the psychological, and the philosophical continents we are exploring. And for me, space exploration can be a very crucial role in this exploration of the more continents. I think, of course, it is still very challenging and sometimes a little bit difficult to explain to them, especially for my friends or like my classmates who knows me before when I was studying in the business school or law school, because they would even ask me directly, I don't think you know anything about space, so what are you doing there? And then, of course, at first it was also confusing for me because I was also exploring like, okay, how can I contribute in this scene? Especially, actually, the first time when I was introduced to the whole space concept was, I think, 3 years ago when I was still studying in the business school, ESCP. One day, the professor just brought three guys to the classroom and he said, okay, today we are going to talk about space. And in the classroom, I was one of the very few people who didn't even know what SpaceX was at that time. And then in the end, actually, these three guys, that were actually the initial co-founders of Digital Space, the startup, yeah, now we are running. And then, of course, I was really, at that time, it was just a pure interest or curiosity that I would like to discover more in this new industry. So then I was just contacting them and asking for coffee, asking for some recommendations, and then okay, here we are, like now I am, yeah, like working at the Digital Space as the CEO, because I think this is like how it inspired me so much, as to how like even from my different background from a non-space industry, I see it, of course I am still like, it's still challenging for me to talk about this technologies in space industry. But for me, I think I am trying very hard to bring my perspectives from the business side and also from this international collaborations, especially between China and Europe, and also this legal perspective. Because yeah, before I studied the international law, it's still related to this regulations and also how do we define this common resources in future, or like how do we even design a better governance in the society. I think the beauty of the combination of art and space, maybe again for me, like personally, I think I am always this person who would like to see the artistic side of space and also the spacey side of the arts. And we also find it very interesting because also, again, of course, at a common project, we not only have the people from the space industry, but also people from the other industry. Maybe they still have like little knowledge about space. And this is why the communication is super important, because basically in the end, maybe another saying in Chinese is like we always say, if you want to make a complicated concept easy to understand for people, try to rephrase it in the sentences that your grandma can understand. So I think sometimes it's also the same at a common project. Of course, not everyone is like grandma, but we should really use the artistic language to touch, to make them feel that this is not just about technology, or it's not just about engineering. It's about why the visions we want to achieve with space. And in the end, actually, the end goal is about, we just want to make the human, like humankind, the human world, a better place than it. It's just the only difference is that we are achieving it with space. So actually the languages every day we are talking about at a common project is also very human. It's not a space engineering at all. And even when we talk about the headlines at Space 10 or like all the different trends in space industry, we also tend to choose these languages or sentences that is easy for like everyone, for all the audience to understand. Because in the end, it's only the content is through space. But in the end, the purpose, the goal is still to help the humanity. One is like for these three concepts, like one is the, not to mention like the overview effect, because I think it's just remind us like how we should appreciate our current planet so much. And then the other one is the International Space Station, because it like the one of the first examples to show how we could work together. And the third one for me is quite personal, because I don't think actually it has created such an impact. But for me, when the first time when I got to know, there is a music instrument called a theremin. I don't know if you have heard of it. Yes. So for me, actually, theremin for me is like the best example of the combination of space and art, or science and art, because the inventor, Leon Theremin, actually, he is Russian and he was a Russian physicist. But yeah, due to his research or engineering, this kind of scientific work, he invented a theremin. So basically for this music instrument, you have two antenna, like one is to control the frequency, one is to control the volume, and then through some kind of way, and then you can get the sound out through this loudspeaker. And for me, when the first time when I saw this instrument, I was like, wow, where can you find another music instrument that it can also show you how space or like science works, and it can produce this beautiful sound? Because so many people say theremin produces this unearthly sound. I think it described it really super well.
Which is why the theremin got used in a lot of science fiction type films. Now, on to Rogel Mari Sisi, astrophysicist from the Philippines. And this is a reflection on the questions, does space make us human? and explains how he discusses the possibility of aliens to school children.
I think one of the most human experience with regards to space is that, and this has been my own personal experience and also experiences of other people, is that looking at the vastness of space, looking at how much space is there in space, is something that really boggles the mind. And it's at the same time, it's awe-inspiring. But then you try to think that in all these vastness of space, we are here and we are one speck of dust in the whole universe. But then even if we are just one speck of dust, that doesn't mean that we can't do anything about it. And that makes us more alive in that we want to see what is out there, or we want to learn what is out there. And curiosity is one of the things that makes us human. And understanding our place in the universe is also understanding our place in the universe by looking through a telescope and simply looking up the night sky can really make us feel that, yes, we are human. Yes, we are from Earth, but that doesn't mean that we will just remain here. Space right now is something that if you put a person like coming from like one century ago and everything would seem like magic and everything would just seem like to be a dream. But then for us now, venturing that, those things are now a reality. So what we are dreaming right now can become a reality eventually a century hence from here on. And in terms of space, I think one of the best anecdotes that I can tell is because I give a lot of talks to high school students, elementary students about space, and always this one question that I always get asked with in every forum or in every talk that I give. And it's always, most of the time, it's the first question. And the question is, are there really aliens in space? Or are there really aliens? And I think for me, as a scientist, I answer that with a yes or no question as well. With a yes or no answer. No, because as a scientist, there's no empirical evidence yet that there's aliens. But yes, because as a scientist, we should always be open to that possibility that we are not alone here in the universe. And that's always my answer in all those forums and all those seminars with kids asking. And then it's like, oh, okay, now they understand that, yes, it's really about going into space and exploring the vast universe around us, that we are just very small speck of dust here, but then there's a lot more to discover out there that we don't know of. But then that's the essence of science. It's always discovery, it's always innovation, and bringing in new knowledge and translating those knowledge to something that can benefit and ensure the survival of humanity. So space is both an art and a science. It's beautiful, magical, and technical at the same time. So would I tell my students that we are all astronauts? I think, yes, definitely. I will tell my students yes. Because, astronauts and astronomers. Because one of the good things about space is that anyone can become, in a way, like an astronomer. It's simply looking. It doesn't take a scientist to appreciate the vastness of space, the beauty of the night sky. And then, also here, since we are living in one single planet, in a way, we can think of this as our own spaceship traversing into space. So whatever we do here can affect where we will be going in the future, and also whether we become a multiplanetary society and so on. I think, yes, in that sense, we are all astronauts, and that's why it's important for each and every one of us to know how space can actually inspire us, how space can teach us, and how space can benefit us. Was I dreaming of what I'm doing right now? I think yes. I think as early as 5 years old, I knew that my career will be in the field of space. I My parents were scientists, although they're in a different field in biology and in chemistry and science communication. But ever since I was young, I knew that my future career will be in space. There has been a lot of detours along the way, but eventually I ended up really doing what I wanted to achieve when I was a kid. So I think that's one example also of dreaming and striving throughout all these years to achieve what I initially dreamt of when I was a kid.
And we'll have more about the Karman Project on future space shows.